Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Getting the bug to go on vacation this summer or sooner? This week, Ashley and I are back with more money-saving travel tips.
If you plan ahead, you save more. Even with higher gas costs, you can make travel affordable by using the cornerstone skill of financial literacy. Dun-da-da, planning.
Yes, taking a cross-country road trip? Consider picking up an EasyPass. It's an electronic toll collector that can be used in 14 states across the East Coast and Midwest. Not only will the pass save you the time you would spend stopping at every toll, but it will save you from scrambling in your car searching for exact change to get through.
A lot of states give you a grace period to pay missed tolls, but if you forget, the penalty goes up. And while they offer online payment options or mail-in options, they can be confusing. If you choose to use cash, make sure you withdraw it from an ATM that doesn't charge you a fee, and keep it in the car for toll time. Some GPS systems allow you to set up routes that avoid tolls, or use a trusty atlas with toll road specifications and see what the smaller roads of America have to offer.
Is your dog or cat in need of some alone time too? Well, when you're on vacation, instead of spending anywhere from $12 to $50 per day to put Fido or Morris in a kennel while you're gone, find a pet-loving friend and offer to swap pet sitting services.
Or, if you're taking them along with you and you're staying in hotels, make sure and contact the property ahead of time to see if pets are allowed. Sometimes there's an additional fee for them, so be aware. Thinking of something more exotic but still affordable, consider a cruise. Yes, a cruise. Cruises are becoming an increasingly affordable option, especially with their all-inclusive options. Sites like smartcruiser.com and cruisedeals.com offer great prices. Just remember, they often only leave from certain ports, so make sure to include the travel to get there in your budget.
Now, the idea of a cruise terrifies me, the land lover that I am. If it terrifies you too, but you want a different kind of land experience, consider renting a home or apartment the next time you're away. Lots of folks are opening up their homes when they themselves are out. Often they're cheaper than staying in hotels and give you nicer amenities like more room, fewer neighbors, and kitchens so you can try your hand at preparing food with local ingredients. Check out VRBO.com for a listing of homes like this all across the country.
Now, if you choose hotels, consider being loyal. It pays. Staying loyal to one hotel chain can score you some serious perks. Most hotels with loyalty programs have even eliminated blackout dates, so you can redeem your points even during holiday season.
Or, if you have more flexibility, you can use websites like Priceline that allow you to name your price. In fact, do a search for Priceline Rebid. You'll find a method of bidding that will often save you more than half of advertised rate prices while still letting you stay in the neighborhood you choose. Again, Priceline Rebid. You can thank me later.
Bundle up. Luxury properties offer the biggest discounts through package deals. So if you can find a package including flight, hotel, and car rental, and hey, maybe even a spa treatment, grab it. If you have a specific place in mind, the more you bundle, the more you save.
And this is true if you're going a la carte, too. 4- and 5-star hotels often have better last-minute rates than lower-star properties because they need to fill those rooms. Name your price. You'll save the most on higher-star properties. But you might also have to pay for amenities like parking in addition, which still may be cheaper than advertised hotel rates. It's all about planning. You can park in a neighboring garage cheaper than a hotel lot if you're staying downtown. Look it up first and save.
Okay, I'll look it up. In fact, I'm going to be looking a lot of stuff up because it's time to plan my vacation. I'm Ashley Hall from United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth from the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project. Until next week, travel well. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.